Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
It was April, and spring was beginning to show its face after what seemed like an endless winter. Luckily, we kept our spirits high and plowed right through, knowing that fair weather podcasting was right around the corner. So get your mint juleps ready and settle in for another journey into the psyche of two infinite children. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast. Good times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. What's up, guys? To my right, Mike Marona. To his right, Danny Tamburelli. And I'm producer Jeremy. Hi, fellas.
Hi, dude. How are you?
Hey.
First of all.
Yeah. This is really great.
Danny's going to be spending this podcast
in a body
without
cast.
A voice.
In a body
Well, body cast might come.
No.
It might. Well.
Actually. Danny could not be here today.
Just a month.
And he sent me his consigliere, Joe.
You can't even pronounce that.
I can say consigliere.
Yeah, but you don't have to say the G.
Consigliere.
Danny has some sort of horribly contagious infection in his throat.
It's not contagious. It's not contagious.
This is the type of thing that
I'm
Dan...
I'm taking steroids. It's not contagious.
This is his voice right now. This is his... He's not putting this on. This is his voice.
He's got his own
end. On. That's my eminence front.
It's horrible.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about it?
Well, I think that...
We didn't do a podcast in March. We have to do a podcast in April. We have to get it done.
We're getting it done. We're getting it done. We're just making it happen, regardless. Good voice or bad voice.
Good voice,
so we apologize to the listeners that they're not getting those silky Danny Tambo pipes that they know and love.
If I can speak...
That's pretty
lower like this. That's
appropriately, ratings will plunge for this episode without your dulcet tones.
Well, sorry, guys. At least we know where the money's going then.
To your steroids. Show them your steroids, Dan.
Prednisone.
He is explaining
they're anabolic
good,
steroids.
They're not good steroids.
God.
Which?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. Sometimes.
That's what happens when you're out all night.
Do you know I used to be on it?
I thought maybe it was that I was out all night. I don't know. I was out a couple nights ago talking at a bar, speaking loudly, and I started to lose my voice.
Maybe it's the air inside those bars.
It could be.
It's all dry. And...
Well, they're not smoking cigarettes anymore, so it doesn't matter. Gosh.
Clearly it matters. If they just go outside and smoke them and then walk back in, you know... You have to leave sometime, and you got to walk right through that wall of air.
I don't think that has anything to do with this. I think this just has to do with me.
Horrible infection.
It's not a horrible infection.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your degree from Hampshire?
I have a degree.
Throat. He has a degree in throat.
I have a degree in interdisciplinary arts.
Interdisciplinary arts. Does that include eye, ear, nose, and throat medicine?
He has a minor in throat.
I don't
know. Throat is.
He's just a minor
touching,
throat.
Not,
no, no, no. You
I'm
took it to a weird
that.
Place.
I'm not touching
it.
That.
He's a minor throat.
No, you're not, but your throat
Ooh,
is.
He is a minor throat.
We're just...
Minor throat.
So, you don't...
Like
so, you just to confirm, you do not have a medical degree from Hampshire
no,
College.
No, no. That's why I went to a
Because they give out medical coloring
no,
books. They don't
Mike,
give out medical degrees.
Mike. That's why I went to a doctor who told me, take some steroids. And it's better. This is a better voice than it was. I left you a voicemail message yesterday, so you could hear
play
my
that
voice.
Back.
For the
maybe for
the
listener, we'll put it up.
We're gonna put that in.
We'll definitely put
on,
it
on the webpage.
So, guys, I'm happy. I'm excited to do this. We're, you know,
it's been a while.
And I
the last one was a live one. It was not our normal.
We haven't been in our cave podcasting in a couple months. It's welcome. I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah, welcome back to and the dank, people.
Yeah, and thanks for being patient with us.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome listeners. So, do you want to talk about the amazingness that came about last night?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
I don't know how far-reaching this news is. I don't know if people who listen to this podcast in other parts of the country
even know that there was a band that once existed.
Called Nirvana. No, but they obviously, you know, they got inducted yesterday into the Hall of Fame, but then there was a secret show after the Hall of Fame induction at Barclays. I don't know, do you want to tell it?
We can
actually I think you should tell it in that raspy ass voice.
Well,
we want people to understand it though, so maybe
I'm having moments of clarity.
Yeah.
Clarity.
I'm having moments of like the steroids working, and it's like, oh, here's your voice again.
You have to say it in a Samuel L. Jackson voice if you're going to use that word, that phrase.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. I won't use that phrase again.
So the gist is that Danny and I were rehearsing for a live show that we're doing at Union Hall for Man Boobs, and we were at the diner afterwards at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m. There's nothing else open in Park Slope to eat food.
And
I
randomly check my Twitter and I see that Brooklyn Vegan, who we love, has all these little hints about a secret show happening. It's St. Vitus, right?
St. Vitus.
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 So
it's
we
not intravenous.
So we have to make the decision right then and there. And I even say it. I'm like, Dan, this could be a night where we don't remember eating at a diner at 2 a.m. Or it could be a night that we remember for a long time. And I think it's the latter.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. We texted Mike to see if he was around.
I was actually sitting up knitting my cat's hair into tiny sweaters. To donate overseas to premature babies that are born. Just to keep them warm.
Wait a second. Is that real?
Yep.
No. I call horrible bullshit.
No.
What if the kids are allergic to cats? They don't know it yet because they're babies.
Oh, no, they grow up with cats. They get kittens at the same time, but those are too expensive to ship with the sweaters. So you just knit a bunch of sweaters. You give the sweaters all to the central office, and then they match them up with a kitten in
Where
country.
Where is the central office?
The central office is in Omaha, Nebraska.
I was hoping it was going to be one of those. Yeah,
I don't know why, but it's in Omaha. It's actually...
What's the one in New Mexico that you always used to use for...
Albuquerque?
It's like El Paso. No. It was like some sort of like old El Paso chili mix or salsa, and they would say it was this weird town in whatever.
The pronunciation of the town is New York City. that's how they, it's a it's
New
a,
York City.
It's a it's
that's
a
right.
an old right. Hispanic pre-Hispanic pre-Columbian.
We show up at this place and there's not that many people because I think everybody had went in at that point and it was an invite only thing.
Right, and we were not on the list.
We were not on the list.
We asked the guy what was up, and once we asked the guy what was up, he knew that we didn't know what was up, so it was chances of sneaking in and trying to get past that guy was not going to happen.
Yeah, slim to none.
Yeah.
But in a weird, you know, there was something about it, too, that from the beginning, I had a gut feeling that this was going to work out. I don't know why. Even when we put our menus down in that diner.
We put our menus down, we got a cab, and then we started on our way and kept reading the Twitter feeds that were like, well, everybody who's got a lime green bracelet can come in. Yeah. And
anywho, the point is we had a very incredible favor done by one of Danny's friends and got in. We got to see Dave Grohl play drums, Chris Novoselic play bass like a badass. And
Pat
all these
Smear.
And Pat Smear play guitar.
I banged out five or six sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Did you do like cable knit? Like, or
I don't have cable.
This is the high and the low.
Yeah, I don't have
right now.
No, I don't have cables. No, I just do a straight garter stitch.
No, but like cable knit, like you know. It's,
no, I
it's
understand. A, yeah, you gotta hook them back.
I guess you know what cable knit is.
Yeah.
But you just went regs. Like,
you can't
grandma.
You can't fool me. Fool me once.
Tissue box.
Can't shampoo a shampooer.
Can't condition a conditioner.
I love Mr. Show.
So there we were. We were watching.
My buddy John McCauley,
thank you, first of all. Second of all, he absolutely destroyed.
He absolutely destroyed it. That's great.
So long story short, incredibly long story short, we were very psyched about it, and they're still psyched about it. And
we're trying to wrap it up because Mike has no more knitting.
Mike
cat knitted
stories.
All the sweaters that he could have knitted last night.
Oh, you wouldn't believe though. Gray and white and black and gray.
Mike, you've been on hiatus, right? You haven't been working on Nurse Jackie. So, what has been burning you recently? I mean, I feel like have you been doing it to yourself, sort of like the
Dan
Brown novels?
I subjected myself to local 52 abuse, which is known as going to work on The Good Wife.
It's
great people to work with. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
And it's really close. It's in Greenpoint. So it's got that going for it. And then I left to do a pilot with, some actors that were previously on other shows.
Yeah.
And that's generally where they pick the talent pool from. And in the midst of shooting the pilot, my stepfather passed away, and I had to go hang out with my family for a while. And that was very heavy. But luckily, I have a very supportive family, and there's been that. So that's been my spring. It was, you know, freezing out. You know, the whole funeral procession got lost on the way to the cemetery. But Staten Island is not a very large place, so you'd think that would be
right.
difficult, but... Oh, man, it was cold out that day.
I bet.
Other than that, it was a good time. Yeah. Everybody,
It's been a couple months, you know.
Ides of March, man.
That's the whole thing.
Crazy. A lot of things.
And
we were complaining
about February, right? That's when we...
No, it was January.
It was the time of death.
Yeah. Oh, March.
Well, yeah, we said goodbye to the Cavalier and all things, you know, every time you close windows, you open doors because otherwise the smell stays in and... You got to let the bugs out and stuff, so...
It's musty. Yeah.
So we'll do in spring cleaning. Yeah.
Well, we're glad we can be sitting here doing this. We're very appreciative to everyone who listens to it, and we just want to say that.
To our families and to our friends and all supporters and stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, shake people's hands, that's all I can say. Do not sneeze on them. Tell them you care about them.
Yeah.
In a conventional way.
Yeah.
So next up.
So yeah, we
after this
oh,
break,
man. We're so psyched. We have a very very awesome guest at this episode, Mr. Dave Hill.
Yeah,
I'm
we
sure
love
you know
Dave
him
Hill.
From a lot of things, but mostly you know him as a incredible. He's one of the top rockers in America, and he takes it overseas, I guess. So he's probably one of the top rockers in the world.
I'd say he
also does comedy on the side.
He places highly in both.
I think he weighs it out 50-50. I think he's a rocker comedian all the way, like split right down the middle.
Yeah, a rock comedian.
You know the thing
remedial.
Yes.
Remedian.
The thing about Dave, I've known him for a few, not known him, but known of his work for a few years, and I saw a show of his called Big in Japan where he explores the idea of being in a band which can't get a gig in America, but then you go overseas and you're just a rock star and having the two. And it was an amazing comedy show at UCB, but that's sort of how I got to know Dave Hill. And I knew him as a comedian first. And then, I mean, I kind of knew that he did music obviously because of that, but I knew him from his comedy first. And the dude is just, he's another level.
Happens to also be amazing. A rocker.
Well, yeah. And he also, he's combined the two in a couple of YouTube series of being the greatest guitar player ever. He gives lessons.
Really
he gives amazing. Lessons, yeah. And it's so funny and hilarious. And the best part, like the content is so funny. Like he's hilarious, yeah. But the comments on these YouTube videos, like, oh yeah, you're not really the greatest guitar player ever. Like, yeah, that was you just sped up the tape. Like
they've got it.
People completely
they've got it all
took it seriously.
They've got it all wrong, Dave.
Yeah,
trust us.
So great.
Now that we're done with this long, languorous blowjob, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Hill.
Yeah, we'll be right back, Mr. Dave.
I didn't cry, but I did. I felt pretty. That's like, here's the reason why I want to play bass, why my bassist hangs so low.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool. I got to meet him afterwards.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that was the other thing. They, like, finished, and they just hung out. just hung out at the bar, all of them. And like Jay Maskus was still hanging out there, and everyone was just cool, super cool, very happy.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was like a one of those weird like New York, whatever moments. We were just like started at a Park Slope diner. He's like, all right, no, we're not fucking secret Nirvana show till 4 a.m. And then we promptly went back to the diner. We walked back in and saw the same guy. I was like, I told you we'd be back.
Same booth.
Yeah, same booth.
I saved your menus, fellas. No one's touched these menus in between.
Did you ever see Nirvana?
Mm-mm.
No. I had a chance once and sort of blew it. So this was my makeup show. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah. How are you, Dave?
I'm pretty good. Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting, we're podding. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's pod it up.
Podding?
The pod with
Am Lovecast. I close enough to this thing?
Yeah, I think you're good.
Just hard to lean forward. Yeah. Okay.
It's the weekend.
You've been traveling a lot, so...
I am. I'm so jet lagged. It's Jeez. Insane.
How long were you in Australia for?
2 weeks.
But how many weeks is that in Australia?
It's, week and a half.
In Australian, right? Because they have an exchange rate. And you spend 2 days in the air.
You spend like 24 hours in the air.
Bro.
Yeah.
What happened to that day?
Well,
you lose it one way and you get it coming back.
I don't know.
You get it. It all works out.
Some people don't like to get it coming back. Some people just like to lose it one way. Sometimes you never get it back once you lose it.
You don't get it back because then you come back and you're so fucked up. You can't do anything.
Plus, like, you never know what you have until you lose it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I've just been tired as shit. Any time I've gone like that part of the world, that longitude,
yeah,
I'm always fucked up by it. Europe, I can bounce back.
It's easy.
No problem.
5-6 hours.
Well, you have all those chocolates to help. You know what I mean?
Europe
has really good chocolate.
That's exactly right.
Primo coffee or whatever.
Well, so does Australia.
What? They're not known for that.
Their coffee kicks the shit out of American coffee.
I think because it's in the beer aisle and it's called beer. You were drinking the wrong
thing. Kicks the shit out of the beer here.
I'm saying.
America.
Except Foster's. Because that's
they
just
don't
everybody
have
laughs
Foster's
at that, right?
There.
That's the
There's
whole thing.
The that's the big lie.
Right.
Why'd you hear me saying that before?
No, I mean, that's just my... I've never been to Australia.
There's
so
no Foster's Lager in Australia.
What the heck?
Sons of bitches.
It's a big lie. Well, I think it's manufactured there, but you don't see it.
It doesn't, yeah. I just think it's just exported right out.
And I asked around. They're like, we don't drink that shit.
I don't drink that piss beer. My uncle drinks that beer in San Francisco. He listens to the podcast.
Well,
you should stop drinking that shit, Uncle Chris.
Well, the only reason to drink it is because you think like, hey... I'm having an Australian beer. Like, it's not like a good beer.
You think that the beer is going to give you the accent.
It's, yeah.
Like, all other beer advertising has gone through peaks and valleys. And if you watched a lot of basketball on TV as a kid, you saw a lot of beer commercials.
That's exactly right.
So, liquor advertising has gone through peaks and valleys. And Foster's has pretty much been the same thing coming at you since I've been watching advertising.
Right.
Which is, if you drink this beer... Your chest hair will grow and you will have an Australian accent and something...
Australian for beer.
Something will happen.
Australian for I'm going to shit my pants.
What is the go-to beer in Australia? Like, what is... I don't know. I've never been.
Not the water.
Carlton, which is made by the same company. And then... I don't know. They seem to... The thing is, with beer over there, basically anywhere in the world, anywhere I've been... Beer is much better than here. Because here it's all bacteria in the pipes.
Yeah, it's
and I
refined sugar and
no, it's all like because none of the bars give a shit here. They don't clean the pipes out.
Yeah.
Like you drink the beer on tap and you get all hung over because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But like you do that Australia or anywhere, England. I never get hung over in England. Drink my face off.
I avoid that by just never going to England. I've never been.
Oh.
I would really like to go. I would like to go next week, actually.
You could do it. It's close. Gosh. It's pretty close.
I would like to go.
You just go.
I'm going to buy a ticket first.
Just
hop over the Bondi.
Yeah.
See, this is a much more...
far.
I could wait for the Gulfstream to quit and that to freeze over and I could just walk. You know,
wow.
Oh, for you. You know, like that. I'm describing, for the listener, I'm describing a St. Louis arch...
Oh, yeah.
Gateway to the West type of parabola.
That's exactly right.
Which would be my
that's what you would want.
My
that's
journey from the east,
England.
The east coast of the east coast of America up through the Maritimes to Greenland and then around finally.
What about Iceland?
Oh, great. I guess that's in there. I always omit them.
Everybody forgets about Iceland.
My apologies.
The other one that's got.
Yeah. My apologies. Not when your money's there in a bank.
Wait, what?
Icelandic money is worth a lot more, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Icelandic money?
The krona?
No, it's not.
Come on. If your name was Krona, wouldn't you get up in
isn't
the morning
it Kroner?
And feel
like,
you know, no, that's the Danish money and the.
Theirs is Krona?
Yeah, yeah. See, right. They always got to be a little
Iceland's
bit off. You know what I mean?
Shitter,
like,
I thought.
I'm saying like Björk couldn't just be a straight ahead siren. She had to be a little bit quirky.
She is quirky.
I'm saying they can't have just regular money. It's got to be off a little.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What about the Kronos Quartet guys?
Yeah, those guys. There's more than one of them. But how many? You know, we don't know.
We'll never know.
Mm. After they die, we'll unmask them. So, have you been to Iceland?
No. I've never been there.
I just landed there on the way to Norway. I didn't spend any time. Just, you stopped
me. I was just in Norway.
Isn't it the best country?
It kicks the shit out of America.
Hey, guys, I'm sensing a revolution.
Why, you guys are going to go to Norway?
It's superior to America.
There's only
any way you could think of.
There's very few millions of people there. We could easily overwhelm it by just moving Brooklyn there. If we move the population of Brooklyn to Norway, we could control the electoral process.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and vote ourselves all kinds of coffee drinks, you know,
yeah,
for free.
You'll import coffee from Australia because it's
Norway
really
is the best. I'm going back there.
You're
going there in a few weeks.
Are you playing a rock show? Is that what you go there for? Or to do
comedy?
To do comedy. And their sense of humor is Norwegian, so
yeah,
it should work very well
right
for you.
Right up my alley.
Yeah,
being
exactly.
From Cleveland and all.
Oh, yeah, I'm an Ohio guy. I'm a Southern though. I'm from about an hour. I'm in between Dayton, Cincinnati, and Columbus. I'm right in the middle.
Where?
Like
is that?
It's like Wilmington, Ohio, Lynchburg, Ohio.
It's the DCC, the DCC triangle.
It's like Lynchburg, Tennessee,
sure.
Or Virginia, but Ohio.
All right,
yeah. Lynchburg. Yeah,
it's the next
and
place.
No whiskey.
It's the next place you would drop a car manufacturing facility if you were going to site a car manufacturing facility today in this age. Even though we're all riding bicycles,
right?
Ohio's good. I like to visit Ohio.
Yeah, it's can do. I like it.
Yeah, it's dreary.
Going there in a week.
Here. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only been to Cleveland.
I'm on the go.
You're going to Norway right after that, so don't get
I'll
too
attached.
I'll
be in
Norway
like
attached.
A week after that. Yeah.
Doing comedy?
Getting your material ready.
Doing comedy in England, Norway, Sweden, Holland.
That is awesome. All the monarchies. I want to hit all those constitutional monarchies
exactly.
Before I die.
That was my thinking.
And make a little bit of bread along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Smart thinking.
I should start focusing on America. Really letting America slip away.
It's okay. We just have battles over cattle.
Yeah.
In Nevada.
Cattle battles.
Standoffs, cattle battles.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a revolution, got the revolution.
What is that?
That's a Jefferson Airplane.
Oh.
Sorry, I was taking it back. I was just saying that they were trying to start a revolution. I wish that my voice wasn't cracking so much.
Yeah, no, I like great. It. So fix it in post, I bet.
We'll add a pitch filter.
When you fall asleep on planes, what part of your body falls asleep first? For me, it's the arms and hands. Because I always manage
to... You mean like, where do you rest?
I know. I always manage to jam my elbow
into
an armrest.
You mean like,
arm
like the tingly session?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm not saying that...
Only really my left hand falls asleep. Or like my upper, you know, about halfway down the forearm, my hand sometimes will fall asleep.
Do you take advantage of that?
Oh, and treat myself right? Or wrong? No, but I often wonder.
Or wrong.
I always think that I'm going to wake up masturbating furiously on a plane. It's a concern.
When I read about
it's
your
never happened.
When I read about your updates from airports and you're like, you know.
Yeah, all the fucking
ideas. All the sex that you do in airports. I was thinking you should run for U.S. Senate, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, look at this guy.
Topical.
I could feel you in a suit.
Colbert already got
I
the
wear
Letterman
suits
job,
a lot.
Dude.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I mean for your job, which is making people laugh.
Yeah, I do. I wear them a lot.
He's a sharp dressed man.
And also when you...
Yeah, this is my on-the-go look that you're getting today.
I saw an old video of yours that I really liked. From New York Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
And you were asking people if they were into different fashion designers.
Oh, like Kofi Annan?
Jean-Marc Carr.
Yeah.
Really, that had me... I had to play that back a couple of times.
Oh, thanks.
And I laughed each time.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Kimmel just did that at like South by Southwest.
And he stole it. He stole it.
Stole it from me.
He's a stealer.
I did it years ago.
I'm saying, let's go get him. Do you have...
What are you going
to
do?
Do you have a paper serving suit, like a suit that you wear to serve papers in?
Yes.
So
this is it.
We know where this is it? Is.
Yeah.
You look like an extra from The Sopranos.
Yeah, this is my sort of superintendent look.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of a track suit, like, yeah.
For all the America trashing, you sure have an American looking.
I don't think he's trashing.
No, it's not. No, he's neglecting America. He's left America behind.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't focus on performing in America enough or trying to further myself in America, which would be the thing to do.
Yeah. In your defense, there are so many countries that aren't America that you, like, if you, all it takes is one Hasselhoff and you're set for life.
That's exactly right.
You don't really have to worry.
Why just go where people ask me to go? They like me in other countries.
I'm saying if that were Norway.
Here. Apparently.
Again, we have a very small percentage of the world's population, so yeah. you're good in a lot of people's books.
Yeah, so I just go, you know, wherever they ask me.
Go where they offer.
Plus, they pay more money in other countries.
Yeah, they pay in kronen.
Than here. Well, no, everyone... Comedy in America, they treat you like shit.
Comedy in America.
In other countries, they pay you like a chunk of money. Yeah.
They do that with music, too.
Yeah, you know.
It's like,
you tour Europe, and they treat you with respect. In America, it's like, fuck you.
There's a grant program to treat people with respect in Europe. That's why it happens. And here, there's nothing. We get what in America is called fuck you money. That's where people, promoters along the tour, get paid to say fuck you to whatever people's demands are.
Yeah.
That's fuck you money.
But in Europe, though, like, I swear the catering in Europe is like you're playing Radio City Music Hall. Even if you're playing to like 20 people,
nice.
They still
10 kinds of bread.
Yeah,
super nice
cheese platters.
I love cheese.
Vegetables carried in by maidens.
You got maidens? I didn't get maidens when we played.
Original lineup
in England.
I got made in China.
Steve Harris brought you your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm only holding this tray with two
fingers.
That's
all he would need. Steve Harris, I don't know if this is true, but reportedly, I know a guy who was Iron Maiden's roadie, and he claims Steve Harris, in his, like, you know, English countryside manner, when you go up the driveway, you drive over, like, a plate which activates a spring-loaded Eddie that's behind the bushes. It jumps out of you in your car when you drive by.
Wow.
He claims this to be true. I would like to believe that.
Oh my God, I would give anything to see that.
Yeah.
Or believe it. I guess just believing it. It's just like, you know, Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Sweet.
I'd like to see it.
No, go ahead.
And the guy inside the Eddie costume is wearing drywall boots.
I was going to say, is it a cutout or it's a real life person?
There's a guy in there, and he's standing on drywall boots.
It's his day job.
On stilts.
He gets paid. He just gets paid
drywall
40
boots.
Hours a week. Oh.
That's what they are.
Oh.
They're not stilts?
No, to me,
drywall boots.
Same thing.
They are.
What are you looking at me like that for? Everyone's looking at me funny now, like I said something wrong.
For the listener, we're all looking at Mike Freely.
Yeah,
it looks like that scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Which one? That's the best. That's my favorite.
He says, "I'm trying to use the phone."
Oh yeah,
to use the phone.
Everyone's looking at me.
That's
like,
my favorite movie.
Okay,
I just said it twice.
Twice, because it really is.
Say it again, and the New York Times will do a thing on it.
Several times a year.
I think they just auctioned off that bike.
The X1
that they did. Yeah.
Fuck.
I want that mic.
Yeah.
We have a very creepy...
This is the starter to our Pee-wee's Playhouse for Jeremy's 12 to 3 daycare that he gets money on
it's
the side for.
It's terrifying. If you, like, what is that? There's a guy on his back riding a horse playing a violin.
That's a banjo.
It's a viola.
Oh, yeah.
It's disturbing.
It's a viola. That's Dave, can I get back up on this? That's a viola.
Why?
Yeah, I would say it probably is.
Proportionally to the man's body.
It would seem like it is, yeah.
Because it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah. I like that guy and the horse and everything because it makes me think that anything can happen. You know what I mean?
At any time.
That's what it's setting the precedent.
And the songbird that sings above it.
Yeah, there's no rules.
For me, it's more of a... puppet show. Something's up.
It's pulling a banner that says... Get free cable. Ask me how. 1-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- You think nothing happens?
Wait, what is that commercial? Celina and Barnes had that one.
Yes, they changed. You're right. They recently changed their number. Unfortunately, those personal injury attorneys that have captured my
Celina
heart.
Celina and Barnes.
Injury attorney.
800-621-2020. And now it's 888-8888.
And it doesn't work phonetically the same.
It's not as much fun.
No. You can't
sing easier to remember.
You can't sing the song, but it is much easier to remember. So yeah, they're probably catching more business.
You've seen a trend towards all the same numbers.
666666.
Yeah, Carmen. I don't do that because of
I was on hold for that commercial. I got a call back for it.
Would they get? Sorry, you don't look like the spawn of Satan. We can't book you.
Yeah, that's it. Were they all singing?
Oh, I think a director I worked with actually made the 777s.
Oh, 777.
Wait, who's 777?
Commercial.
That's another
car service.
That's not Carmel, though.
Just dial 777-7777.
Okay, our product placement is done for this episode.
Right. Okay, good.
Sponsors?
Mr. Dave Hill is brought to you by Comfy Pillows and Warm Blankets.
That's what jet lag feels like. Imagine it. I've never done heroin, but
I was just about to say it sounds like an opioid of some
sort. It feels like this is what it would feel like.
Or like men who don't wear Uggs.
Right.
But they want to know what Uggs feel like. I tell them it's like heroin.
Do you wear Uggs?
No.
They seem to be really popular for sale quite a bit in Australia.
I'm sorry. I'm not married to a supermodel Giselle, okay? I don't have three friggin' Super Bowl rings. I didn't get sacked in the end zone by Justin Tuck in the last Super Bowl I played.
Wait.
I'm not Tom Brady.
Does he wear
Uggs?
He's
the spokesperson.
Uggs, yeah.
He's the spokesperson of male Uggs.
Really?
Tom Brady. Yeah, 100%.
What a puss.
Yeah, there used to be a sign across from B&H in New York City of Tom Brady wearing a pair of Uggs on like a rock.
Male Uggs.
Yeah, mugs.
It was an ad for erectile dysfunction medicine.
Double D.
It was not an ad for Ugg boots.
There's no reason a man should put on a pair of Uggs.
There is. It's snowing.
No.
Look.
Keep.
Look. Okay, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I'm just gonna come out and say it.
Oh yeah.
So I needed a pair of boots.
Oh my god.
And
it was 40 below.
And I was just dealing with it. I didn't need them. I wasn't messing around with it. And my birthday came, and my mother bought me a pair of boots. Guess what kind of boots they were?
Were they Uggs?
They were Uggs. But they were like black, and they don't look like Uggs.
They probably looked really cool.
They actually do look pretty cool.
They came with a free pair of black leggings.
They didn't come with any leggings. They came with nothing like that. But I'll tell you what.
Sweater that pulls down over your ass.
Exactly. It came with eyeshadow. No, it didn't come with any of that. They look like normal boots. They look like work boots.
But they have
the comfy coolness of the Uggs inside,
and they also have the logo on the back of the boot.
They don't. It's like a black on black, so you can't really see it.
Yeah, after he took a Sharpie to it.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't really like to tell people that, but I did just now.
No,
and now everyone
I was trying to make
knows.
Good podcasting. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to talk about it. I'm just kidding, guys. It's not real. It's just all for.
I don't know.
No, I
gotta own those Uggs.
You know what? I'll tell you what. They're probably the most comfortable pair of boots I've ever worn.
I'm sold on it.
I mean, like,
if they're good enough for Tom Brady, they're good enough for me.
That's how I live my life, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you have a bracelet?
Giselle Bündchen. She's good enough for Tom. She's good enough for me.
WWTBD.
What would Tom Brady do?
Yeah.
He would give high fives that no one would give him high fives back. That's a great.
Are they still together, Giselle and Tom?
I think so. I think they just got a new house or something.
She hasn't returned your calls in some time.
No. Where do they live?
They live down the block from where Will and Lori and Hugo used to live. And what the heck was the name of that?
Laurel Canyon.
No, it was another canyon.
Oh, they live in L.A.?
This is California?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a bunch of monsters.
Not
Wait, boy, what team LA does he play for?
It wasn't Beechwood. It wasn't New Benedict. It was one of them canyons.
Why do they live? So they live in L.A. In the off season?
I bet he has some sort of a loft or a
he has a studio. He has a studio apartment in Southie that he pays $40 a month for. It's a cold water flat.
Oh, wow.
A cold water flat.
That's what does that mean? Hot water?
Yeah, at a certain point, they pass a law. It's like, you know, the landlord has to pay for heat and hot water in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But at other times...
In olden times, right. You didn't have to do that.
You know, when we hung our clothes out the window and used the natural drying energy of the sun.
People still do that.
And that was actually the original... online photo sharing, because we showed everybody what our outfits were going to be for the week as we were drying our clothes.
Oh.
You know, people like to lay out their outfits and photograph them.
Horrible joke. That was really bad.
I liked it, actually.
Jeremy?
I'm sorry. I won't judge.
Jeremy, what is the name of the podcast?
Danny and Mike. The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Thank you.
Are you telling him?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good to have you on, Dave Hill. How do you feel about Norway? Give me something.
It's
lovely. It's beautiful. And the people are very attractive. Because of all the raping and pillaging that was done hundreds of years ago.
What?
The raping, primarily.
You're saying no.
Very negative at the time, but it pays paid off very nicely all these years later.
Do you think they've let go of the pillaging? They're probably cool with the pillaging now. They've like,
they're
you know
pillaging
what?
In here.
Yeah, all good.
My heart.
I haven't let it go because I'm Irish and Italian, and my Italian side is Sicilian.
Wait, so what's your... Oh.
So my point is...
That means he waits. It waits until his Irish side falls asleep drunk and then stabs it.
No, that because I'm my red hair is from my Irish side.
Right.
And there were no redheads...
Same as me.
...in Ireland.
Until they came.
Until the raping and the pillaging.
Until they came.
Is this true?
From the Vikings, yeah.
There's a very high percentage of them in one part of Scotland, too. I would like to know why.
So the Vikings
so
came?
So the Vikings came and hit the Isles...
Wait,
and,
I thought
my ancestors.
I thought that they just took hot chicks back with them.
They couldn't take.
Well, they probably did. They probably, but they impregnated a lot of
a
them.
A lot before they.
Yeah,
so they just
yeah, they had to make
of,
their rounds, right? They go. Around,
they did a lot
like,
of boning, and then they were like,
who's,
"You're
who's the
lucky
best,
winner.
You're
get
the one
on
that's
the boat.
The best at boning. Let's go back to Norway."
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I guess that's how I would have done it.
Yeah, why not, right?
You ever notice how depressed people live near the coastline? I'm just thinking about, you know, the Norwegians.
Do they? Aren't there depressed people everywhere?
The Swedes. But
I
where
people are more depressed inland.
When I say death metal, the next word that comes into your head is Scandinavian. It's never not.
No.
It's never not.
No.
For the layman. You guys are different. You guys are a special
audience.
No,
because death metal, I think of Florida. You're thinking black metal.
Black metal.
Mm-hmm. Black metal.
But if I say
Scandinavian.
If I
not to like...
No,
correct you.
No, I'm treading
no, I'm
on your turf.
You oh, no, it's okay.
People always say Scandinavian death metal, and I'm like, well, you don't know what you're talking
black
about.
Black metal.
There's one metal.
That's a way of saying that I don't
know who it is. I said there's one metal expert in this room, and we know who it is. It's you.
That's a way 100%. Of saying that I don't know.
I mean,
what
maybe
I'm
not
about.
Expert, but
yeah, pretty
but,
much.
Yeah, come on.
Let's just call a spade a spade.
Knowledgeable.
No, they're very knowledgeable.
Okay, so
death metal is Florida.
So Scandinavian black metal.
Yeah.
Is produced by people who are depressed who live near the water in a parallel to Florida death metal, which is also
a
coast non-landlocked state with
like
depressing
science,
music.
Project.
I want I you to defend so. I need you to defend my thesis a little better than that, Dave, please. I don't know about Iceland. You think that would be the most depressing place or like Hawaii? Hawaii
well,
would
I don't
have
think-
a very
I don't think the music is a result of being depressed. I think it's a result of...
No, there's also the geography.
No, I think it's like a rebellion against societal norms. That's where it comes from.
They have very different societies, though.
Yeah, because there's no reason... I don't know why they're so upset in Scandinavia. It's awesome.
They have everything.
Yeah, everywhere I've been in Scandinavia is fucking amazing.
Yeah, people are happy. Gas costs $12. Everything
is it that light and dark thing?
I think that they're like, oh my god, it's so awesome here. I'm fucking pissed off. Let's. Yeah.
If you have sugar all day every day, you can eventually.
Yeah,
taste
yeah. Eventually,
taste different.
You're like, fuck this. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened.
And then what about in Florida? What went wrong there?
Those are just dirt bags.
So many things.
Wow.
No. Well,
wow.
I mean, the state itself, so many things.
It's a lot.
Alienated another state in this podcast.
Well, Florida's a shithole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think we all agree.
Florida's horrible.
Sorry, Gainesville.
But it's also beautiful. It's the same. You're right.
It's not really that beautiful.
It's nice.
Parts are nice.
It's fine.
What about the Everglades?
I really like Naples. I want to go retire in Naples.
Oh, that would be nice.
I thought you were Sicilian.
You can be Italian. It's just old people that go down there. I wasn't stereotyping one or the other. But I could.
Yeah, Florida, I don't know. But there's some good death metal.
That's not Scandinavian.
I mean, Cannibal Corpse is originally from Buffalo.
And they relocated
to Florida to be
the
just
scene,
more
part
like...
Of the scene.
Even more dismal.
Yeah.
We want it to be more big banking companies and less waterfalls.
Yeah.
Too much Jenny's up here.
Oh, yeah.
There's too much Jenny's cream ale.
Oh. When can we see your band perform?
I think in June we're playing at the Bell House.
Awesome.
I believe. Maybe June 18th.
Do you guys have...
I need to run a check on that.
Do you guys have suits or...
You know, not really.
You don't have
we
a
have
set,
them.
A set wardrobe?
I haven't been wearing... Yeah, we wear suits. I mean, no, I don't know. Just jackets. We dress like men.
It sounds like you dress like penguins. Just jackets.
No, we wear pants.
Oh, okay. That's, well, it depends on what kind of venue.
Just saying, like, you know...
Bell House, you can get away with
a
it.
A jacket as opposed to a full suit, you know, where you wear... Pants and a jacket, right. And you know,
see,
an ensemble,
a vest.
He's not in.
Sometimes
he's not in the JBs. You know, he's not all dressed up.
Yeah,
like
these
are the JBs.
The JBs. The JBs.
I saw a guy in Australia the other day singing "I Feel Good." He was blind, but like where you can see their eyes, and they look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And he should have had sunglasses on. But I think in an effort to like get people to give more money, He was like, I'm going to fucking
show you my eyes.
Rock the crazy eyes.
So this was outside on the street.
Yeah,
this,
and he's like, I feel good.
Did he have an Australian accent doing that? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, yeah.
Were his eyes darting back and forth at nothing?
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
I knew that he wasn't a real Australian because in front of him was a case of Foster's beer.
Oh, bring it back.
Nice.
That's nice fun. Full circle.
That's great.
No, well, you wouldn't.
But you wouldn't get one.
I don't even know where
you buy
it.
Did you hear what he was saying?
I didn't even see it for sale anywhere.
Go, yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, you have to go to New Zealand and order some and then come back.
I don't even know if that would do it.
Yeah, they probably hate it. They probably send it to New Guinea after that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then they say, you can't call me that.
This guy's full of it today, you know?
What?
Yeah,
stomach
he's got
acid?
Moxie. I like it.
A good soda from...
Moxie soda, sure.
From Rhode Island.
Do you have an 80-20 split of good bacteria to bad bacteria in your belly?
Is that what you need?
You need probiotics then.
That's the level, 80-20 you need?
80-20.
Good versus bad?
Good to bad.
Which is the good? I'm presuming 80.
Yeah.
I feel like your voice is coming back.
Right? Isn't it weird?
You're
it is starting.
Progress.
Wouldn't it be something if we started?
You know, I don't
want to
get too excited.
Yeah, don't get too excited. Don't. But
I definitely don't think it was the fecal transplant that we did right before we started podcasting.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Wait,
I'm saying I have healthy poo, and I shit directly into Danny's butt.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that's how
it is going on.
It's probably more medical than that.
What you do?
What you do is
go ahead.
You put like in a. You could put in like a turkey baster,
a condom,
some shit, and milk. Is like
oh,
and
so
you
they,
mix it
so
all
they can
up.
Eat it, right? So they can eat it.
The shit. No, you just like because you don't want like a fucking full shit that you're gonna put in someone's ass.
He didn't have like, he didn't have a complaint earlier.
Wait,
let me just
that,
say there were no complaints.
I read about this.
Okay.
He backed into
I'm
me.
I'm familiar with it.
What?
You don't put a full shit
into someone else's.
You like mix it with like milk or something.
I think it's Nestle Quick.
Yeah, whatever. It's strawberry, whatever flavor you want. And then you like shoot it at their ass.
And then you squeeze the bulb of the syringe.
And then you keep your fingers crossed.
Listen,
this was a rejection.
And then you never speak of it again.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that's probably half.
You never discuss it.
This was a rejected Metallica cover, by the way.
we were just reading the lyric sheet for the last 2.5 minutes. We were just reading the lyrics. None of that stuff actually happens today.
Speaking of the new Metallica.
Welcome to Where Time Stands Still.
I didn't think it was that bad. That one song isn't that bad.
The new Metallica?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
New Metallica's horrible. It's not horrible.
No,
but
it's better. It's better new Metallica than new Metallica's put out.
The reason Metallica will never be good again is this.
Because they used to be good.
Well, it depends who you ask. But they can't possibly be good again because metal is, it's music of like pissed off marginalized people.
And they're not that anymore.
You're not, you can't possibly be making genuine, coming from a real place if you're the fucking
richest,
one of the biggest bands in the world. And you're, there's not. So it's fake. It's all fake aggression. They have nothing to be pissed off about.
Like,
it's true.
So like you'd be like, oh yeah. Like people were like, oh, Death Magnetic. They're like making like a cool... You know, they're back to their old tricks. It's like, no, they sound like a bunch of fucking millionaires trying really hard to sound
to make more of those millions.
So yeah, there's not new Rage Against the Machine records because they raged out so hard.
Well, I would argue Rage Against the Machine was never very angry about anything. I think that they're kind of bullshit.
So they continue to cash checks.
I mean, they're fine. I'm just saying, like, how fucking rebellious are you if you make your first record for Sony? You're all, like, trying to, like, take down the man. And it's like, you are the man. Yeah. You're, like, part of it.
You're in the man's pocket.
From day one. They're full of shit.
From day zero.
You know, they have some cool riffs and stuff, but it's all...
That first record,
a fashion
though.
Show, if you ask me.
fountain?
I was in L.A. when I wanted to move to L.A. when I was like 25, and that was when Rage Against the Machine did the surprise show at the Republican National Convention. And I went with my mom, and she was so scared because they were rioting after something was happening really bad, and she was terrified that we were going to get rioted. But we were in Santa Monica, and they were at the Staples Center, which didn't make a whole lot of sense.
It was a little far away.
Those riots stretch a long way.
That first Rage record, sonically, is probably one of the best mix records I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, it's cool. It sounds cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, if they were really meant it.
Yeah. They would
be doing their business differently.
I knew this band called Carrie Nations. You ever hear of them? They were like a punkish band, and they did that. They were huge in this very small scene, and like, you know, and then all of a sudden, Rolling Stone came calling and wanted to interview them, and they just like no, you know, they wouldn't buy into any of that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. which I thought was cool. But then they broke up. But it was one of the greatest bands like that no one's ever heard of, in my opinion.
Well, a band doesn't exist of like static things. It's a people that keep, you know, going on and living their lives every single day. So it's not a surprise that, you know, not everything is set in carbonite like Han Solo, bringing it back.
Right.
Like, you can't just keep things in one place all the time. You can't just say, oh, you know, I wish Nirvana was together. They could all be jerk-offs by now, depending upon what happened.
Yeah, who knows what would have happened.
But because of what happened, now this is a show that they might not have ever played. The Wu-Tang getting back together and doing their record, where you don't know if it's going to be good or not.
I've never been into them. I don't know why.
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Maybe because you're not from Staten Island.
I don't know why. It just doesn't appeal to me. Like, I hear it and it comes and goes. Nothing doesn't move me at all.
Have you tried unplugging your headphones and plugging them back in?
That might be the problem.
Yeah. Turn off your stereo.
I don't like it.
Wait 10 seconds and turn it back on.
I like, you know, Public Enemy, NWA.
So,
I feel like
a generation before.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's why, like, when I hear, like, Kanye West, I'm like, guy fucking sucks. I think Jay-Z sucks.
I can't stand it. Wow.
Dave Hill, Mr. Dave Hill, burns a lot of bridges. Episode 7. Refund mixtape.
Who else do you want me to take down?
Bring it back.
Whoever else who you feel like taking down next?
I don't know. Just name someone. I'll tell you what I think.
Stevie Nicks.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Great.
Incredible.
Love them.
That was a trick question. We already knew.
Okay.
Lemmy.
Lemmy? God. Awesome. Very pro Lemmy.
Good. We have a Lemmy.
Margaret Thatcher.
Against her.
Never liked her. Very good. There's a couple of safety ones in here, like when you take a lie detector test.
It's a softball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, they have to say, and what is your name? You know, is your name Dave Hill? Yes. Are you wearing a Sergio Tacchini jacket
Laura Palmer now?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, who?
Laura Palmer.
There has to be a punk band named
Wait,
Laura
from
Palmer.
Twin Peaks? Right?
Yeah. There has
she's,
to be.
She seems great.
Jello Biafra.
I'm pro Jello.
Yes.
Who else?
Green Jello or Green Jelly? Which is your
Green Jelly?
Oh, I say Green Jello because that was before.
Because that was their true.
That was their true essence. Yeah.
Little pig, let me in.
I really like the peanut butter sandwich song.
By Art Paul Schlosser.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that song.
Yeah, that song.
I've shared it with my mother.
If you're in the right mood for that song,
you're stuck in traffic.
It's the best song
you're in
ever.
An elevator.
If you're not in the right mood for it, it's the worst song you've ever heard.
But even if you're like you're on the train and you're elbow to elbow with everybody else, and somebody's bumping that song right next to you in their headphones.
Have a peanut butter sandwich. Did I play that when you guys were on the show?
Maybe during the breaks.
Okay.
Or maybe when Ramon was on. I didn't. I just remember hearing it that night.
It's a really great/horrible song that I recommend anybody seek out.
I haven't listened to a lot of /horrible since.
/horrible?
Yeah. That's one of those really Nietzsche genres of music. It went out the same time as Mumblecore.
Mumblecore, God. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, pro.
Yeah.
Okay. I just reviewed, or wrote about, I don't know, it's quite a review, but about their new record, which was quite good. Oh. I mean, you know.
Three Dog Night.
Sure, why not?
Cat Stevens.
Yeah, great.
Yusuf Islam.
Sure, he's great.
Ah, see, okay, his story checks out. This guy's not messing with us.
Who else?
Bruce Springsteen.
Who else just made new records recently?
I like Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I would say the first three or four records. That's kind of where you want to be.
Yeah, you can stop.
Yeah,
the river.
Don't cross the river. It sounds like you're all right with aging white rockers, and you want to fight young rappers who happen to be black. It's not looking good.
I love Public Enemy.
Yeah, not young at all.
First two or three albums.
Flavor Flav is in a lot of trouble.
Kanye West isn't that young.
Kanye West
Jay-Z
sucks.
Isn't young. Kanye West. Made two good records.
He's good. He's not great.
I saw him. I saw Kanye West in 2002.
It's okay. It's fine.
At some
concert. What was he wearing?
I don't remember what he was wearing. It was at Smith College in Western Mass. And it was an amazing hip-hop show. Like, he was super on. John Legend was there playing. Like, it was like legit. It was great. And then
John Legend played live with they played together?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds wild.
It was awesome. It was a great show.
It's probably a good show.
I
bet it was good.
Let's concur without having been there that it was probably an okay show.
That's like early.
I'm just
like
saying if Kanye West was involved, it's not possible that it was great.
Yeah.
It was probably good.
Second, third hand.
He was cool, man. His flow was really cool in the beginning. And then it just got weird.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's just fine.
I'm just saying it's not great.
Listen, you're not going to sway me because I hate Kanye West now, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's going to be
I'm totally with you.
There's going to be a knock at everyone's door on next week.
What'd you say?
Yeah. What did you say about
Kanye from? Yeah. But will it be Kanye West?
Yeah,
himself.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll tell him to his face. I don't care.
You know the
guy.
Dave lives in the West Village. Kanye. Dave lives in the West Village.
I would love
far
to tell
away
him.
From me. I live in Brooklyn.
I'd be happy to tell him to his face.
I watched a YouTube video of him on, I guess Sway has a radio show. I don't even know what it's on.
Oh, on Sirius?
But it's one of the guys,
yeah.
I guess another former rapper or something, that is the co-host, tell Kanye to his face that he thought his last album was horrible. And the last few, he's like, you lost it, like, to his face, and you get to see Kanye react
and
to
what
that.
Did he say?
I mean, he didn't, like, go off the handle and flip out.
He gave a Michaela Maroney is not impressed face.
But
he basically did this.
Oh, really?
Well, then he goes on this thing about fashion and wanting to be an icon about all these things, you know. I don't know. It wasn't like he was horribly burnt, but
definitely. Well, Kanye West will be remembered for being an asshole.
Yeah, ego.
History will, that'll be the takeaway.
Absolutely.
It won't be the music.
But it's because we like his ego. That's why he says he does it.
Coming
because
up next on
like
The
him.
Haters.
They do?
I don't like it.
Coming up next on The Haters, Danny cuts a few more players down to size.
No, I'll tell you what I... No, talk about stuff that I love.
Yeah, let's go from negative to positive.
Puppet I'm just shows. Saying we just happen to be naming bad things.
Okay, let's...
I said I love Stevie Nicks, Weird Al.
Yeah, we're going back to that.
Do you think if Kurt Cobain was still alive, he'd be the spokesman for Uggs?
Uggs? I bet.
I'm just saying, from before...
I don't know. I don't know.
The Converse All-Star One Star would have taken off a lot more. The Converse would be a bigger
company. I
don't
know what would have become of him.
Yeah.
You know, if we bleeped out all the brand names in this podcast, it'd be about a half hour.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Celino and Bono. Sorry. We already did that one.
I like Nirvana. They were good.
I like Nirvana, too.
Yeah, man.
There was a point last night during the show where it sort of sets in that that thing from your childhood, teenage years is that right there, like 6 feet in front of you. And
or in your case, your college years.
They're my college years.
Minus the main ingredient.
Minus the main ingredient. Yeah.
It was...
But if you were going to have a... It's a second best thing, I'll say that.
Yeah. I'm not knocking it. I would have
liked
to have
been there. Having sing school and fucking jam that. That shit was fucking so dirty. And loud as fuck.
He was asked to be the drummer for... Wait, is that right? Am I getting that right?
I
think he was asked to be the drummer for Nirvana at one point.
I know he was asked to join, but I don't know if it was...
There's a different Jason.
No, he was definitely asked
Jason.
To join Nirvana.
His name's Jay.
Jay.
Stands for Joe.
No,
he's a great drummer.
There was a guy named
I didn't know
Jason.
That.
Yeah, he plays drums in my friend's band, Sweet Apple.
Oh, nice.
The record just came out Tuesday.
Awesome.
All the records come out Tuesday.
Yeah, he's
now.
A sweet drummer.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd seen the Foo Fighters a few times. I'd never seen Dave Grohl play drums live in front.
Too.
I mean, that's how I knew him, being like 15 feet in front of him.
Yeah. So
it's awesome, dude. Chris Novoselic was like obviously the one who hasn't played music,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the longest time. And like
he's a college professor or something.
He would like in between songs, he'd like look at Pat Smear and be like, and he'd sort of like ding 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 ding, like mm-hmm. show him the chord form, and he'd like fumble with it for a second, and he'd just go into it, and it's like muscle memory like that. It was just.
He's really tall, right?
Yeah, he's huge.
So it takes longer from nerve impulses to get from the brain all the way to the tips of the fingers.
Oh, yeah. That stands to reason.
That's true.
No, because have you ever played with little people? They're always tight, man. They are always
tight.
They are.
Tight. They keep it tight.
They're tight.
Yeah, little drummers are always like the speediest. Steve Gadd.
Busy little guy.
Yeah, Gene Krupa. It suffered from dwarfism.
Do you know Gene?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, well, let's ask him. I just happen to have his number.
For
right
some
here.
Reason, I was taking a nap earlier
during the podcast.
Yeah, well, I would say arguably in the beginning part. Yeah, it took me a little while. The jet lag's
ramping
really,
up.
Yeah, you just got back.
I'm really out of it, but no, for whatever reason, I started thinking of Hervé Villechaize today. Huh. And I was like, I'm going to get this guy's story right now. And I looked it up on my phone. And I read his Wikipedia page.
Do you want to do a
French.
A radio play based on it?
No.
It's too dark. No, we have all the ingredients. We have this guy can do the voice. And you can do...
I don't know. His voice is kind of good.
My voice is kind of back now, guys.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's hysterical.
It's improved.
It's really weird, right? It happened to yesterday.
Yeah, I never saw it coming.
I always thought you'd be like that for weeks.
Yeah, the kid is back.
I left him a voicemail message yesterday that was like, I just want you to know that this is what my voice sounds like for the podcast. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
It's really coming. It's got moments.
I deleted it without listening to it.
I should go into the studio right now and cut some sweet vocal licks.
Yeah. Like,
wow! Let's get a good like upper register thing right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Can hit those high notes.
Like you never did before.
We can do a rendition of The Trooper.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Do you have... You know how like German people think in German? Do you think in rock?
That's a great question, Mike.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Just rocking.
Just think about rocking.
I'm saying like my thought process usually happens in regular words and then sometimes it goes into songs or rock or whatever. But as a guy whose heart pumps like 7 to 8 quarts of rock at any one time...
Yeah.
Dave Hill.
Sometimes, yeah, in my mind, I'm just ripping a sweet solo. Yeah, sure.
At the bodega, you go to put your stuff up, like, and they're like, it'll be like 15, 24, and you're like...
But you're thinking, exactly, in your mind, you're thinking of what your fingers are doing at the same time, and you're thinking of the music at the same time.
No, you don't think about your fingers. You're that good.
Yeah, you're
just thinking
about
the sweet riffs.
No, I say this because as an amputee, sometimes I feel my fingers when they're
oh,
when
like
they're
phantom.
Not, yeah, phantom fingers.
Digits.
Yeah, no, this mixing board
it
has...
It doesn't seem like you're an amputee.
This mixing board has 48 volts of phantom digits, so we should be good.
That should be our band name, the Phantom Digits.
That's a great idea.
Something to think about.
Who'd they open for, the Mountain Goats?
Phantom Planet.
It was a Mountain Goats side project.
Nice. Featuring Bumpy Knuckles...
Bumpy Knuckles on the hammered dulcimer.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, if you had Bumpy Knuckles, you'd probably be a great
juggler?
Dulcimer player. No, that wasn't juggling. That was I was trying to think of
Horse masturbator.
I bet you.
No.
I bet you played your fair share of musical instruments. Are there any like exotic ones you'd say you've played? Pretty much, you've just been like an axe man since day one.
I mean, whatever. I can play like any.
Do you think you're a bass player? Because you can play guitar.
I can play bass. Played bass in bands and stuff.
But are you a bass player? Or are you a guitar player that plays bass?
He's reaching
for
his pocket.
Door number 2.
He's reaching for his pocket. He's going to pull a bass out of his pocket. Oh, it's a phone.
Oh, someone was calling.
I want to hear about an exotic instrument, like you played the auto harp at a...
That's an exotic instrument?
I can play the banjo a little bit. That's not very exotic, though.
No, it is. Mm. Wearing these clothes...
Yeah, I can do that. I can play lap steel guitar a little bit. I have one of those. I'm just thinking of like what I have.
Do you light a cigarette and hang it out of your mouth even though you don't smoke when you play the lap steel?
No.
Because I heard that's a thing.
You just got to light it and
I can see that.
Who's a there's a roadie for Guided by Voices who just fills
and then you cry
their cigarettes every time.
Oh yeah, that
guy's a big guy and all he does
lights their cigarettes.
Is
yeah,
like, put cigarettes in their mouth and light it. While
yeah,
they
didn't bring.
I hope he gets smoke.
They didn't bring a sound man. They brought
there
like,
wasn't
that
room.
Guy
there
instead.
Wasn't room
instead of a sound guy. They had
yeah, they brought.
Oh, look at the house guy. Will do
I
all
forget
the
like on the whatever tour. I think the first.
I think it was called In a Smoky Hazy Room Tour.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, because they were like just everyone was smoking cigarettes on stage.
But they I do know that for a fact that they did not bring a sound man so they could bring
that guy.
The yeah. cigarette guy.
We're one seat guy. Short in the van.
That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, that was the thinking. I think they're like, we need them more than we need.
It's a 15 passenger van and we have 16 people.
Yeah, so they had to cut some corners.
We took a vote and we're going to bring this handheld recorder instead.
No, they have house sound guys, but like that's like a real band should always have their own.
Yeah, they
don't
care that much.
How do they care? They go through a 750, a tequila, and a case of beer a night.
More than that, probably.
So, what is your? Are you a pro or con? You have to be pro.
Pro, Guided by Voices.
Yeah. Oh,
I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Parler's the man.
I'm an Ohioan.
I live beside. I think I've told this four times on this podcast.
No, you haven't. I haven't? You told
oh,
this.
Oh gosh,
on this
how many times have you not told this?
This is actually
podcast?
Good.
What's this?
I used to live in the Oregon District in Dayton. Do you know where that is? It's like the Oregon District. It's like the historic district.
Oregon isn't that like a Reichian like storage jizz and stuff?
What?
Never mind.
Storage.
I don't
jizz?
Think. I mean, maybe there's jizz storage there. I haven't. I didn't go to it. But anyway, it's like the historic district. It's all cobblestone and awesome. And I lived there in a half double, which is one house split in half for the listeners. Sure. And I lived on one side with a roommate or two. And then 2 years into my living there, Bob Pollard moved in with his girlfriend, which I don't know if it's still... I should look it up. I don't know if I'd recognize, but I don't know if it's still... It still worked out because, as you know, Bob Pollard is probably hard to deal with. Anyway.
I think he's married to a new girl now.
Okay, so definitely wasn't. Anyway.
Like a much younger woman.
Zoe Deschanel?
We would get...
Maybe.
We would have parties, hang out, and then get drunk and play like Teenage FBI out my window so he could... Just bad stuff, you know?
And would he be...
He would... No, not a peep. That, you know, I'm sure they were trying to sleep or argue.
He
or
never was
get,
like,
drink.
I get it.
No. No, and we talked a few times and you know, we're friendly, but even after that, you know. But
he was never like, hey, you're blasting my band out your window.
Yeah, stop being a douchebag. Nah. But.
Passive aggressive.
But
Bob
it
Pollard.
Sort of turned because at the end of, I guess, he was only there for 6 months of that.
His tenancy.
And
it's
like,
called tenancy.
Tenancy.
Right.
Month five. I am in the living room and I hear a commotion and I go outside on the porch and here is Robert Pollard chasing this woman out the door saying, "What city will take you now, Deborah? What city will take you?" Like this very, like they were having a horrible fight, which I guess we heard inside or something. And then he was screaming this like almost theatrical version of him trying to explain to her that she's not going to go anywhere in life, whatever it was, but he was screaming, "What city will take you now?"
And then every time he tells this story, it's a different woman.
Because I don't know what the woman's name was.
What city will take
Deborah.
You now, Charlene?
Yeah.
I was inclined to believe Charlene.
Deborah.
That's very strange.
Deborah.
So Susan. That's my only.
I hope it worked
good
out.
Bob Pollard. I don't think it did.
Well, if he's with someone else new, younger now.
He got plenty of material out of it, I think. Yeah. Pretty sure he got some songwriting material.
I got some life material out of it, you know? That's some good life experience right there.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
I learned how to yell.
I mean,
He taught.
That's been 10 years.
He taught us how to
15
yell.
15 years ago.
Bob Pollard taught us how to love.
That's beautiful.
How to laugh.
That's my Robert Pollard song.
How to smoke a whole cigarette without actually acknowledging that it's stuck in the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, they smoke, don't they?
Dude, it's...
They taught a dog to beg for cigarettes.
Okay, it, here we go. And, I guided by voices, dude.
And, when, or and just... when he came to the gate, you know what he was doing.
Oh, he's asking for smoke.
Yeah, he's begging for smoke.
It's a rejected Budweiser ad.
No, it's actually a kid. It's actually a Kids in the Hall sketch. You guys are all.
Oh, really?
You guys are all my dupes.
You got it.
Should know that.
You guys are my dupes. What's up? How's it going in dupe world?
Good.
I've duped you.
Well.
Well.
We've done this for about an hour now.
Dave.
We potted it up. And then what do? Then you just edit it down.
I
to
cackle because you guys are my dupes. I rub my hands
together.
We don't
really edit it.
Yeah, we don't really. You know our friend Kurt.
What a
Braunholer. You know him, right?
Yeah.
His episode one, Words of Wisdom, was don't. People want untethered access.
We want unfettered access.
Wait, he did the first episode?
He did the first episode.
And he said people want untethered access?
Unfettered access.
As he clenched the bit in his teeth, he clamped the bit between his teeth and said, people want unfettered access.
Yeah, they want the full thing.
Yeah. So we don't edit a lot.
Untethered,
warts and all. Untethered is not a thing.
We only edit do like when a Mike preamble? Says like, stupid things about
people. Do you do
people?
A preamble in the beginning? Like, we sat down.
Oh, yes. We, Danny and Mike,
will you say
find
like,
all the other podcasts to be whack and do so hero as resolve to make a better podcast
say,
on this day of our Lord 1000
MCXLLI.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But you'll say I'm really jet lagged. Speed it. Actually, just speed up.
Yeah, we'll double
speed
it up
so it sounds like I'm more snappy.
Yeah,
that's
we stop by a coffee
factory.
If you
get me,
we stop by a coffee shop with Mr. Dave Hill.
Yeah,
that type of stuff. Okay,
we went into a helium bar with Mr. Dave Hill.
But now I'll read it. We stopped into a coffee shop with Mr. Dave Hill.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I already talk, you know, slowly and quietly.
Have you
now
ever
you
gone to see somebody for that? Either a speech, either a speech therapist,
it's
or
just
a
worldview
neurologist.
Nothing you can change.
I've got some extra steroids from my.
That's what
throat.
I should do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just my dark world view.
You're not going to drive home, right? You're going to take a taxi. Take the train.
I'll take the train. I'm a man of the people.
Don't get roid raged out on Dan Tamborelli's roids.
I want to. What do they do? How do the steroids target?
They make you stronger.
I have no idea.
Bro.
I have no idea.
Bro, do you even take them? They make you stronger. Come on.
No, they're not anabolic. They're not anabolic steroids. They're not like.
Oh, they're just bolic.
They're hyperbolic steroids.
I have been wasting. I've been throwing away $20 a week on anabolic steroids. Non-anabolic steroids.
The only thing it says on the jar is that I shouldn't be around
babies,
mirrors,
any place that would make me prone to infection because
like
steroids
Thailand.
Beat up your immune system.
They
no,
do.
No, Thailand. I went to Thailand.
They compromise your immune system.
Yeah.
Then
when it's laid down, they hit him with a bottle over his head and take his wallet. Cool.
I went to Thailand when the bird flu was a thing, and I ate street meat. I ate street chicken. I wasn't scared.
Yeah, fuck the world.
Why not?
Then he held his breath.
I went to China around that time.
Did you eat chicken?
I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about anything.
All right, Mr. Dave. All right. Hey, you got any plugs Tuesday?
Plug us up.
What?
Give some plugs.
Oh, yeah. My radio show, the Goddamn Dave Hill Show on WFMU.
It's funny.
Every Tuesday.
Very good.
You guys were on it.
Yeah.
That's not the only reason it's funny.
No, but
we're
going to
come back
great.
And do,
yeah,
and
you
do
guys
some,
come back.
Some rock and guitar work.
Yeah. And what else? I don't know. Working on stuff.
Catch him next week in Cleveland and the week after that in Norway.
Yes. Like a motherfucker.
And then back in Brooklyn for a Bell House show.
That's
right. Valley Lodge.
And then check
your
DVRs. Right. He's probably on your DVRs if you live in Australia because he was there recently.
Ooh. That's right.
Okay.
Have those things.
Any shark attacks in Australia before we go?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay. Australia has crazy animals, right? But just like things that will kill you.
Yeah. More you're so. At risk most of the time.
I saw that on a
BuzzFeed
article.
Spiders and
that's
snakes.
That's the chatter.
Yeah.
Always shake your boots out before you put them on, folks. Yeah. This is a public service announcement from the guys at Danny and Mike, a.k.a. Danny, Mike, Jeremy, and our special
guest, Dave Hill.
How come, Jeremy, you don't get
front billing?
Your name's not in the thing.
There's a reason.
It's not about me.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, it's not about me.
It's not about a salary. It's all about
reality.
It's
a minute to minute.
But that's not true. I mean, Jeremy does a good job, right? He was engaging.
He's great.
He's super intimate.
No, no, no.
I texted with him on the way here.
When it came to design,
he's a great producer, on-air producer.
When it came to making the name of the show, we had to pay by the word. So we just figured.
All right.
We just figured we would get the.
Just true. With all that podcast money that we have to divvy it up the right way. You know?
I mean, so that was basically like $20 a word.
So good.
It's $20 a word to make your title. So we would have to put and Jeremy. Or it's $35 for a comma. So
yeah, fuck that.
How much do you think we'd get for a podcast in Europe?
In Europe?
The catering. Yeah. Forget it.
Just the catering alone?
Oh, yeah, the catering alone.
You could eat for a week on the catering for one podcast.
Yeah, like a nice tiramisu.
And then you just have to guest on three more podcasts during the month to be able to feed yourself for the whole month. And then you have all your money to spend on opium.
I was on a Norwegian podcast. I don't know, not to brag or anything.
What do they call them? What do they call
them? Related or no?
Podcasting?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
He's using the plural suffix -en.
It wasn't metal related.
Not metal related.
No, that's really just a small part of what I do. You know?
It's just because we see you hanging out with Dylan Salmo. We just assume that.
Yeah, you assume it's all metal.
That's exactly. I mean,
what's your metal band name?
Witch Taint.
Yeah. Love
it. Yeah.
I need a Witch Taint t-shirt.
Mr. Dave Hill.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for getting my voice back.
Just speed it up so I sound snappier.
So there you have it. As we close the door on this fair-weathered adventure, we remember the lessons we've learned. Definitely go to the show rather than hang out at the diner. Foster's is a bullshit beer that you can't buy inside Australia. Dave Hill will fistfight Kanye West. But most of all, remember that your fake television brothers are here for you and will always have your backs adventure after adventure.
All right, everyone. Dave has left the building. Thanks very much to him. If you want to check out more of his stuff, go to DaveHillOnline.com. Also, if you like this podcast, please donate to it. Your donations help us get these adventures done and makes the content better. So if you like this, please donate to it. Also, if you want to see Jeremy and myself do some sketch comedy with our group Man Boobs, we're doing a live show in Brooklyn at Union Hall on April 19th at 8 o'clock. You can go to unionhallny.com. And also on 422, Jounce, my rock band, is playing at Brooklyn Bowl, which is also Earth Day, and we're going to be doing a seed drive. And you can go to brooklynbowl.com to check out that information. So I think that's it. We'll see you next time, and I'm going to go gargle with some salt water.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter, #@DannyandMike, and on Facebook. Facebook. At facebook.com/ The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.
Ooh.
Boom.
Lunch tasty.
Boom shakalaka.
Lunch tasty. Lunch tasty. Lunch. It's not the same as breakfast, dinner, or snack. Lunch is a serious sit-down food attack of chopping and eating and chopping and ripping and munching on day. I got a 1 o'clock luncheon. Yo, I remember one day in June, I told my baby to meet me at noon. She said, all right, but I wouldn't arrive because I got to eat lunch from 9 to 5. Why lunch?
Tasty.
Lunch.
Tasty.
Lunch.
Tasty.
Lunch-o. Lunch-o.